Royal Foods Burger Beer brings you the Cincinnati Reds with Wade Hoyt and Claude Sullivan. And now, here's baseball.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Wade Hoyt, speaking to you from 10-6 off in San Francisco, California, where this afternoon the Cincinnati Reds close their season with the San Francisco Giants. And this is Wade Hoyt talking to you on behalf of Claude Sullivan, myself, and the Burger Brewing Company. We do want to welcome you to this broadcast today. We hope you'll enjoy the last game that the Reds play this season. Pittsburgh has defeated Chicago, we understand, and that makes it mandatory that the Reds win the day to even tie for third place, which means that the Reds are going to step on the gas. Now, the Reds are going to start Billy McCool today. McCool has won 9 and lost 9. The Giants are starting a young left-hander by the name of Dick Estell. So now today, the Burger Brewing Company, completes its 24th consecutive year as the baseball radio sponsor. We of the Burger Brewing Company would like to thank you for all your patronage through all these years, and we hope that you'll continue to enjoy Burger Beer tonight, tomorrow, and for all days after. Okay? And we'll get to the more personal side as we go on to the ball game. There will be no prepared commercials for Burger today. The Cincinnati Red lineup today: Tommy Hoffer is leading off, playing in left field. Pete Rose at second base, batting second. Vada Pinson, the center fielder, batting third. Frank Robinson in right field, batting fourth. Darren Johnson at third base, batting fifth. John Pavletic, catching, batting sixth. With Tony Perez playing at first base, batting seventh. Leo Cardenas, the shortstop, is batting eighth. And Billy McCool is getting his second start of the season. He started once earlier this year. McCool has won 9, he has lost 9. For the San Francisco Giants, Tito Fuentes, a right-handed hitting shortstop, is leading off. Willie McCovey, the first baseman, batting second. Willie Mays in center field, batting third. Jim Ray Haas, the left fielder, batting fourth. Jesus Alou, the right fielder, batting fifth. Jim Davenport, the third baseman, batting sixth. Hal Lanier, the second baseman, batting seventh. And a young catcher who actually lives in Covington, Kentucky, Bob Barton, will be the catcher for the San Francisco Giants today. And Dick Estell, the young left-hander, will do the pitching. He has no record as yet. Bob Barton came up from Atlanta, and Estell came up from Tacoma. The home plate umpire today will be Mel Steiner behind the home plate. Al Bolick will be at first base. And second base will be Augie Donatelli. And third base, Stan Lanton. I haven't seen around yet. I haven't found out. It has been. It's escaped my notice. The umpires for the World Series. I haven't seen any notification of that. Now, today's broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Cincinnati Reds Incorporated solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Cincinnati Reds Incorporated is prohibited. So the Giants are taking the field. A few moments, we'll have chased him, and then the baseball came over. Yeah, now there's going to be a big house out here today in San Francisco. Be almost, not capacity, but almost, because after the game in a lucky drawing contest out here, they're going to give away 5 new automobiles. Now the national anthem.
Thank you.
Bell throwing the curve. The ball is in fact moving, snatches it with the glove hand. Close to the stubby and off the zone. So we have one away in the first inning for Cincinnati. And now Pete Rose. Rose is batting 312. He has 11 home runs and 81 runs batted in. Out of Pete, Pete takes it. The strike one call. And Pete was hit by a pitched ball, you know, the other day, and it sort of numbed the nerve as he was standing on first base. Now, a while it went down there, and Pete's arm was pretty well swollen, and it hurts him pretty much to swing. One ball, no strike. No balls, one strike. The pitch to Pete is outside. It's one of each. Last year, Pete batted 269. He's 33 points better off this year, batting average, batting 312. He has four more home runs this year. He has 11 homers than last year. Goodness knows how many more runs batted in. He has 81 runs batted in last year, only 34. He takes it low, and that is ball two. Two balls to strike, 2-1. 47 more runs batted in than last year. So he's been having a big season. And he leads the club in a couple of departments, sees them in triples and doubles. The pitch to Pete is outside low, and that's ball three. Three balls to strike. He has 11 triples to lead the Reds in that respect, and he has 35 doubles, and he leads the Reds in that respect. And he's been up four times than any other Cincinnati batter, 669. Pinson has been up 666. Pete is one double behind him and one triple behind him. He's pitching there now to Pete. Pete Brown out over second, but the second baseman fields it, and Pete is out of first as Lanier threw him out of first base. One away, two away for the Reds in the first inning. Beta Pinson has hit safely in 26 consecutive games. One hit today would tie him with Eddie Rauch in that particular department as the Cincinnati Reds, not in the National League. Pinson is batting 305, 22 home runs, 94 runs batted in. And they pitch now to Pinson. Pinson takes it low outside, ball one. He has Davenport playing back at third, and he was about to try to bump one in there. Another pitch by Estelle. That's a low curve. Ball one, ball two. Pinson is 49 points better off than last year. Last year he hit 266. This year he's batting 305. He had one more home run last year, but this year he has batted in 10 more runs than he did last year. So Pinson is having a better season than he did in 1964. Estelle pitches. Pinson. Well, the ball hit his bat, bounced down to the second baseman. Lanier scooped it up and throws Pinson out. That, he didn't mean to hit that ball. He tried to duck it. But nevertheless, it wound up as an out. And in the first inning, the Cincinnati Reds, no one to base. And we go into the bottom of the first inning. It will be Fuentes, McCovey, and Willie Mays coming up in that order. Clayton Rose at second base. Tommy Helms has replaced Clayton Rose. Rose's arm is bothering him too much to continue. So Tommy Helms is the second baseman going into the bottom of the first inning. So Rose's season is over. As McCool out there making his first start. First base. The reason that Rose even went to bat in this game was because he had not missed appearing in any game this season, and he wanted to continue to play in all 162 games this year. So Pete stayed in there to go one time at bat and be a player as a matter of record in his 162nd game. So Helms is playing second base now. The pitch to Tito Fuentes, he hits foul into the grandstand, strike one. Fuentes is batting .221, no home runs, one run batted in. Got a ball hit and one bounce down to Johnson at third. The throw to first, and Fuentes is the first out of the first inning for San Francisco. There's been no score in the ball game. Now we'll ask you to take a tip, take a pass. We ask you to continue with Matt Draft here and Frank of Ruth Berger here. Always. This is Willie McCovey up, the left-handed batter. Swings and misses, strike one. McCovey is batting .277. 39 home runs, 92 runs batted in. Willie McCovey. Another pitch, and that is strike two. McCovey took a ripple and he missed it. So that is no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two. Nothing and two. McCool throws the curve, but it's inside. So there's a one ball, two strike count, one and two. The pitch once more is low outside, and that's a 2-2 count now on McCovey. Well, this game means a lot to the Reds. It could have mean a few hundred dollars to each player if they can win it. As Pittsburgh won, and the Reds have got to win. They're finishing the tie for third. The pitch to McCovey, it's a fly ball foul out left field. It cannot be caught. Bounces into the grandstand. Johnson followed it all the way over to the Reds bullpen, but he couldn't make the catch. Two balls, two strikes. I'd like to say this, the note was just handed me here. Just wishing you the best in your new career with Berger. Thank you for many enjoyable years of listening. My father, Louis Grody, knows you and has listened to every game in Cincinnati and is most probably listening now. So will you say hello to me? Somebody hit a long foul outside of the ballpark, and that is two balls, two strikes. This is signed M.J. Young. M.J. Young. So hello to Mr. Louis Grody in Cincinnati from Mr. Young. So M.J. Young. So Willie McCovey with a two-ball, two-strike count, and McCool fires, and McCovey hits a high pop up out beyond third base. Fair ball, Carson touches. Over near the foul line, and McCovey is an out. Two away for the San Francisco Giants to the bottom of the first inning. Willie Mays getting a big hand coming to the plate. Willie Mays batting .317. Five home runs, 111 runs batted in. Pitch in there to Willie is over the plate. Strike one. No balls and a strike. Nothing in one. As he throw again, he's been fouled back into the grandstand. And so no ball, two strike count. Nothing in two. The Arabs are chasing it around on it. ball only shows one strike.
Two strikes.
As McCool throws again, the curve missed outside high. That's one ball, two strikes. One and two on Willie Mays. Mays has had a fine season again. After these 51 home runs, 51 home runs, 111 runs batted in. Willie's leading the league in home runs all by himself. The pitch is low, and that is two balls, two strikes. McCovey is second with 39. So Willie's had a big year, hitting over 51 home runs, a great many of them. I was in just when they were needed, too. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Willie. As McCool is throwing again, Willie hits the fly ball to right field, right to Robinson. Easy catch for Robinson. He makes it, and Willie is the third out of the first inning. So, both pups went down 1-2-3 in the first. And after the first inning, there is no score here at Candlestick Park. I just want to talk to you for a moment now. There are going to be no commercials, no burger commercials today as such. In other words, we're just speaking to you. For instance, I had a nice letter handed to me from Ed and Betty Fath, F-A-T-H. And I want to thank Ed and Betty Fath from Dayton, Ohio, for this very nice letter and special delivery, and it was received all right here at Candlestick Park. And I want to thank so many people for so many sentiments that they have expressed by both letter, telegram, and any way that it's arrived. I thank all the public on behalf of the Berger Brewing and Company and myself, because Berger and I are especially proud of the fact that we've been with you for 24 years, that you must have seen something in the quality of Berger, and modestly and need to tolerate us for all these years. And I know that on behalf of Berger itself, you have delighted in the purchase of Barker Brewed Berger Beer, and more recently, that very excellent and wonderful TAP Half Draft Beer and Bottle. Now, this is our bow out on behalf of myself today and for Berger, and we do at different times want to express our complete appreciation to you. But I don't want you to think by any chance that the Berger Brewing Company is going out of business. They'll be very much alive and probably will remain as Cincinnati's number one selling beer. All right, second inning in court. Run on three hits and one left, which is their total for two innings. One run, three hits, one left. The Reds have one run, one hit, and three left. And before we give it back to Wade, we would like to speak for Bill Wigelow of Cincinnati, who's well known at the ballpark, for a telegram which he sent us, and would perhaps, we think, express the sentiment of many, many of the fans of Wade Hoyt. The telegram goes this way. Thanks for the memories of baseball at its best. For years of happiness, you're great. We appreciate the efforts of our week. And you can bet the millions of fans will never forget. So thank you so much. Well, that's the sentiment we think of so many, not all of Waits fans, pretty well expressed by Bill Wigelow. So we're 1-1 at the end of two innings, and here again is Wade Hoyt. All right, thank you, Claude, and thank you to Bill Wigelow. I think Bill understands that. Also, I would like to pay my compliments to Reggie Otero, the departing coach, and Jim Turner, the departing pitching coach. And I wish them good fortune in the future. They have been nice associates, and I've known them both for a long while. And, of course, all our good luck to them. Indeed so. We have Tommy Helms now leading off in the fourth inning for Cincinnati. Score 1-1. The pitcher there to the Helms, low outside. Tommy Helms has been looking at this fellow all summer long in the Post League out here. This pitcher was with Tacoma, Helms with San Diego. He hit the foul. And so it was a ball and a strike, 1-1. So Helms, who hit about 319 in the Post League, knows this fellow very well. And I guess the spell knows him, too, for that matter. So Estelle pitches again, and that's a high one to Helms, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count, 2-1. Low one on Tommy, batting right-handed. The pitch by Estelle of Helms, he hits foul in the grandstand. Oh, may not reach the grandstand. Yes, it does, in the second row of the box seats alongside of first. Two-ball, two-strike count. There is almost a capacity house out here today to see the Giants today. It's almost a capacity, if not. And they're giving away 5 automobiles after this ball game today. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. The pitch once more. Helms hit a foul. The ball wound up in the grandstand. The bat wound up in the pitcher's box. Two balls, two strikes. Pitches again. Helms got under it, popped it up to McCovey at first. McCovey makes the catch, and Helms is the first out in the third inning. The score is 1-1 here in San Francisco. Vader pinch it up now. Mr. Pinson, he hits in the ground, and it gets to 27 consecutive games for Pinson, and that ties Eddie Rauch. 20 hits safely in 27 consecutive games. That ties Eddie Rauch. And they're going to give him the ball as he asked for the ball, because that ties the record, Cincinnati record, of hitting safely in 27 consecutive games. Eddie Rauch did it in 1920 and again in 1924. And now Pinson has tied it with a base hit to right field. First man out in the third inning. That's a nice record. Pinson just ran out of game. As they're on a more after they possibly could have tied it, a broken at the pitch. Is hit foul by Robinson to the backstop. So it's one strike, no balls, one strike. So it's the first base. As the throw again, Eggers pitch, and the ball is hit out dead center. Willie Mays is fading with it, close to the 410-foot mark. He makes the catch as Robinson hit the ball, almost 410 feet, only to have Willie Mays catch it. The pitch once more, that's outside high, and that is 3-0 on Pavletic now. 3-0, 2 men off for the Reds in the third. The score is 1-1 here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. as the pitch is strike one call. Pitch once again is low, and that's ball four, and Pavlidik has taken a base on ball. So, that loads the bases. With Hinson on third, and Johnson on second, and Pavlidik on first, and Perez up. The Reds had the bases loaded in the second inning, but scored with one run. Tony Perez, he was walked intentionally in the second inning. The pitch to Perez, he hits foul back into the grandstand. Outside, that's a one ball, one strike. Now 1-1 on Perez. And pitch again. There's a pop up out there behind first base. Out goes Lanier, the second baseman, catches the ball on the foul line down in right field, and Perez is out. And so are the Reds in the third inning. As in the third inning, the Reds, no runs, two hits. And they left three men on for the second inning hand running. So in three turns at bat, the Reds, one run, three hits, six men left on. And in the middle of the third inning here at San Francisco, the score is Cincinnati 1 and the Giants 1. All right, back here at Candlestick Park. As we move in now to the bottom of the third inning, and the batter will be the pitcher, Dick Estell. Dick Estell coming to the bat. Don't know much about this fellow as a batter. Now the Reds outfield are playing very, very shallow, way in. And the pitch to Estell, he takes a swing, he misses. Strike one. Pitch again. There's a curve inside for the Giants pitcher, and that is a one ball, one strike count. One of each. Pitch inside. One ball, one strike, one on one. Ball into the grandstand, long right field down there, way up in there, however. It's a big house here today, a big, big house. Mm-hmm.
Johnson. Johnson fields and throws him out at first. The fellow did a complete about face before he started to run. Swung around, went around like a button on the kitchen door, and then started to first base.
Pitching there now to Fuentes.
You know, when Jack Moran left a few years ago, he a mighty good appetite left, but we replaced him later on with another one in Solomon. The pitch is in there, and that's to Fuentes, who took it, and it's two balls, no strikes. The little fellow in the next booth is having a hot dog, and Solomon, who had a mighty big lunch, roast beef lunch, you might call it, which is usually somebody else's dinner. Why? This was only an hour ago. Sullivan's mouth is drooling. The pitch to Fuentes, he popped foul. And back here over the backstop. And to anyone who might employ Sullivan in the future. Be prepared for extra expenses. What is that? What is that? He's just low and ball three.
3-1 up for Winnie.
The pitch. The fly ball out there in short right center, and Helms follows it out. Still going. Robinson cuts in and makes the catch. And Robinson made a fine catch in there behind Tommy Helms. I do want to thank these people for these nice wires. First of all, Chris and Judy. Chris and Judy, thank you. And to Mirtha Nodratke. And Joseph Bean and Peter Papadopoulos and the Roman family of Lexington, Kentucky. The pitching ahead of Willie McCovey is low outside. One ball, one strike. Friends, don't forget that delightful tap beer, will you? Take a tip, take a tap, and buy yourselves a nice 8-pack of tap. The throw again. As McCovey wound up on that one when he swung, and he missed. He went with everything he ever had with that swing. But McCool got it by him, and it's one ball, one strike, 1-1 on McCovey. Two men out on the bottom of the third. The pitch again. There's a ball driven in the line in the deep center. Caught by Pinson with one of those Statue of Liberty catches. And boy, he was on the move when he was running full speed when he caught it. Beautiful catch by Pinson. In the third inning, San Francisco no on the base. In three innings, the Giants, one run, three hits, one left. And after three innings of play here, the score is Cincinnati 1 and the Giants 1. I'm wishing at this special time that I could but repay a portion of the gladness that you've strewn along my way. If I could have with just one wish, this only would it be. I'd like to be the sort of friend that you have been to me. And I think that expresses it. Pretty much. All right, Cardinals hit a foul down past third base. Zepeda playing first base now. As McCovey is out of the game, Zepeda is at first base. This is the fourth inning. The score is 1-1. Cardinals at bat. And the pitch to Leo now. Leo drives in a deep right. And back goes Alou to the fence. And the ball goes, hits the back of the fence and bounces back. And Leo, who's slowed down a bit, is legging it in the third. Whoop, 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 whoop. He looked as if he pulled a Charlie horse in the back of his left leg then. And Osiak is going up to talk to him. Now, I don't know whether he hurt himself or not. It seemed momentarily there as if he did. He's holding the back of that left leg. But at any rate, Cardenas triple. Cardenas started in the first run of the sacrifice fly in the second inning. He's on third now. The batter's Philly McCool. Now, wait a minute. There goes Murphy out. Doc Murphy going out there to ask Cardenas if he's okay. Came in the base with his leg wobbling around like a guy with rubber legs. And you've heard of fight announcers announce that when a fellow gets a little hit a couple of times. The pitch now to McCool. Whoop, in there. Strike one. Curve ball. It looked ready made. That's it. Outside, and that's ball one. One ball, one strike, one and one. One and one. The pitch again. Well, there's a ball bounced down the third baseline, fielded by Estelle, and McCool is out at first base. For the rest, Cardinals still on third. He could not score on that one. You know, when we were kids, remember they used to have the German bands around and play at different places in the streets. We used to go and buy a lemon or a pickle, and then we'd go kind of suck on the pickle or the lemon, and the guy playing the big bass horn, he couldn't play. Well, someone is like that around here. As Harper is up at the plate, and Harper takes a high one. That's ball one. One ball, no strikes. One and nothing. Man on third. Score 1-1. As the Reds are trying to go ahead again, Estelle pitches. Harper takes, and that's strike one call. One of each. One ball, one strike. One and one. Most of the Reds, you know, have improved their seasons over last year, and a lot of them have done very fine things this season. Harper at the plate has stolen 34 bases. Harper bounces the ball out over second base, and it's knocked down by Fuentes. The man's safe. Goes to the base hit as Fuentes nearly came up with it. As he got the glove on it, he batted it out in front of him, picked it up, and threw it to Harper. What? They gave the shortstop an error on the ball. Boy, he would have been lucky to have made the play at first base. He would have been lucky. He was lucky as it was, even knocked the ball down, and they charged him with an error. The ball is bounced again to Fuentes, who's throwing it to first base now, and Helms is out at first base. And Harper's on second. The run scored, however. Harper does receive credit for a run batted in, and the Reds are leading 2-1. Oh, boy. Look, Willie Mays had hit that. It would have been a cinch hit. Fade misses. He went hard at that one. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Nothing in two. The pitch again. The
Low outside. One ball, two strikes, one and two. One and two. Cassell throws. The curve bounces off the catcher. Here comes Harper over to third base. Better wait on this now. Wild pitch. Wild pitch and Harper on third. Vinson up there with a count of two balls, two strikes, two and two. So Pinson is assured of a 300 average easily. He started the game batting 305. He's had one out of two today. Rose will, of course, hit about 311. The pitch made now is another ball hit the ground, but the catcher flat and blocks it. And that is a three ball, two strike count on Pinson. And of course now, if the fans here feel that with Robinson coming up next, that would be a poor place to walk Pinson. Three balls, three strikes. As Dick Estelle, the left-hander, is getting ready to work again. He throws. Pinson takes it for ball four, and that's the sixth base on balls in four innings that young Estelle has given up. So Harper's on third. Pinson is on first. And the batter is Frank Robinson, who walked in the second inning and flied out to deep center in the third. He hit a, in the third inning, Robinson hit a ball for 400 feet, and it was caught by Willie Mays. Now Robinson up right-handed. He takes time to sift some dirt through his fingers. In the other ball games, you know, Pittsburgh defeated the Cubs 6-3. The Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies, nothing and nothing in the sixth inning. Los Angeles leading Milwaukee 2-0 in the fifth. And he pitched out of Robinson. High, ball one. Of course, we haven't as yet, and I know Claude joins me and everyone else here, in congratulating the Los Angeles Dodgers, and especially Waller Alston, for the great job that Waller Alston turned in this season in managing the Dodgers to a pennant. And they deserve the pennant. They played well. They beat what they had. They beat the clubs they had to beat and did it thoroughly. The pitch to Robinson very high, and that's two balls and no strikes. Two and nothing. So Los Angeles was an amazing ball club. All so amazing as to be almost unique. Now, there's nothing going on. The catcher went out to talk to the pitcher. The second baseman came in. When you get, when you have an inning like they had yesterday, where they had a single, a couple of base on balls, and they had a man run down and lost them. That is, Milwaukee did. And then issued two bases on balls with the bases loaded. Good for three runs in that inning. That's something. The pitch net out of Robinson. Robinson hit a single at center. And here's another run as the throw is back to second and by Mays. And Robinson knocked in the second run of the inning as Harper scored. And Herman Franks is going to the mound. Is on first. That gives Robinson 113 runs batted in for the year. Last year, Robinson had 96 runs batted in. So he's improved his runs batted in by 17 so far. And Bob Bolin is being brought in now. Bolin coming in to face Darren Johnson. 22nd state identification. This is the Burger Beer Baseball Network. All right, Bob Bolin is the pitcher, and he has won 13 and lost 6. Bob Bolin. So he's brought in now to try to stop the Reds. The Reds are leading in this game, 3-1. The Reds have 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. San Francisco, one run, three hits, one error so far in this ball game. And the first batter to face Poland will be Darren Johnson, who has a base on balls and a single so far in this game. There are two men out in the fourth inning. Fourth inning, two outs. Capacity crowd here today. These Giants are an attraction, of course, and as always, and more to the point, too, that they're giving away my lucky number, whatever it is, on these tickets, I guess. Five new automobiles. The pitch to Darren Johnson, he misses the curve. Strike one. Darren Johnson batting right-handed. Runners at first and second. Two out in the fourth. The Reds are leading 3-1. With Poland pitching, Darren Johnson hits a fly ball in right field. And Philippe Alou comes in to meet it. Makes the catch and Johnson is out. And so are the Reds in the fourth inning. But in that inning, the Reds scored two runs to take the lead. There was one giant error in it in the inning. There were two hits. And there were two men left on. And so the Reds, in four turns at bat, three runs, five hits, and eight men left on base in the four innings. So in the middle of the fourth inning here at San Francisco, the Cincinnati Reds are leading San Francisco 3-1. We have some changes here. Harper has moved into play second base. Robinson has gone to left field and Shapsky in right field. And Helms has moved over to short. So there have been some few changes. Actually, four defensive teams. Harper at second. Evidently, Cardenas' leg is bothering him. Cardenas' leg is bothering him, so they made off of the second baseman. Helm and short. The pitch to Willie Mays. Low. Ball one. Now, the first time that the Reds signed Harper was as a second baseman when he was at Topeka, Kansas. The pitch to Mays. Mays drives a line drive over the left field wall for his 52nd home run of the season. A line drive into the home run area out there behind the left field fence. Jim Ray hard as high, ball one. Another pitch. Hart takes it, ball two. And the Reds in the giant bullpen down there in right field And he darned near made a tremendous catch, and his feet went out from under him. Now it's a gravel or dirt path down there. He made one heck of a try. He ran further for that ball, actually, and running after that ball, that foul ball down right field, and I've seen any right fielder run this season, any second baseman run to right field this season. That was a... He really went a long distance. Once again, I would like to say to the Romans family, to Chris and Judy, to Myrtle and Art Radke, to Josephine and Peter Papadopoulos, thank you a great deal for those lovely telegrams. The pitch now to Hart is outside. That's a 2-ball, 1-strike count, 2-1. To his catcher, Tom Pavletic. McCool pitches, the curve is taken for strike. Two balls, 2 strikes. 2-2. Ray Hart running in the second base. Robinson returns the ball with the double. Now, Willie Mays is only 6 home runs behind Mel Ott, with the Giants' leadership of all-time home runs by a Giant. Hart double to left field, no one out. As Jesus Alou was hit on the hand by a pitch there, and now he is taking first base. Just walking down to first base. So we have 2 Giants on and no Giants out in the bottom of the 4th inning here today at San Francisco. And the batter, Jim Davenport. The score is 3-2 with the Reds leading. Good on that left hand, and he already had a sort of a splint on it of some description. And whether he's out of the game or not, I don't know. Herman Franks was out consulting with Cookie Lavaghetto, the first base coach, and they're pointing to somebody on the Giant bench. And the man that they want, Matty, I guess, down in the bullpen in right field. Matty or not. Maybe. No, Matty Alou is running for his brother. Jesus. He's on first base, and the pitch now to Davenport is low. 4-1. 1-0. Hit by Davenport off to the left. One ball, 1 strike, 1-1 on Davenport. As he backed out of the prompt, there was something in his eye. As McCool Poole fires again, has the ball fouled off the glove of Pavletic. So it's a one ball, two strike count, one and two. In this game and batted in a run in the second inning. His batting average, 226. The pitch to him. There's a ball batted down to out at second as McCool made the stop. I'm going to say it was batted down the third baseline. We didn't know who was going to field it, but McCool scampered over there, grabbed it, and by some sleight of hand or thought, in other words, he made the play at second base and he got Mattia Lewis second. Thought he was going to throw to first, and that's why they held up the call. But he threw down a second on Hopper and he beat Mattia Lewis in there. So the force out. With Hart coming over to third base, Lanier is on first base, and the batter is Bob Parson, the Covington boy, who is catching today for the Giants. The pitch to right-handed hitting Barton is low inside. Ball one. Another pitch. It's a little low. Two balls and no strikes. Two or nothing. Well, Billy McCool trying to hold the Giants off here in the fourth inning. Pitches. As a ball hits the right field, there's a base hit. That ties the score. The nearest flag for third. The throw is over there, cut off by Elm. And Hatton rolled a single to right field, and that ties the score as Hart has scored. And the score is 3-3 now. And Bob Bolin, the pitcher, is coming up. Lanier is on third, and Bolin, the pitcher, is batting. First ball hit the bat, flew into the grandstand. Strike one. Bolin has been 50 times at bat with 8 hits. As McCool checks again, throws. There's a curve, but it's low, according to umpire Steiner. One ball, one strike, one and one. The score is 3-3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning at San Francisco. Take a tip, take a tap, and enjoy that tap beer always. Pitch again. That's another curve, and that's a low one, and that is the throw to third base. As Athletic momentarily lost control of the ball, but he recovered quickly, and Lanier made a bluff to come home. Checks and pitches. There's another strike. That's two of them. The ball, two strikes. That was a fastball on the inside edge. 2-2. Hits back to McCool, who spares it, throws to first, and the man is out. So in the fourth inning, the San Francisco Giants came back with two runs, a home run by Mays, and there were two other hits in the inning for a total of three. And they had two men left on base. And so the Giants, in four turns, three runs, six hits, and three men left on. So after four innings of play here at San Francisco, the score is Cincinnati 3 and the Giants 3. A little while ago, we read to you a little bit of poetry which expressed my opinions and those of the Berger Brewing Company of the appreciation of a fan. Now, to tell you the truth, down to the many, many years that I've been broadcasting, to the many, many years in which I have played baseball, there have been a many, many great ball players. And I've seen many, many great athletes. And I would like to say to, I would like to read a stanza of Grantham Wright's famous poem, The Long Road. And this expresses our sentiments for those players who I have played with, whom I've watched for many years as a radio man. And this is my expression as I bow out today, as this is the last day to yours truly. And far off I hear the rolling, roaring cheers, and they come to me from many yesterdays, from record deeds that cross the fading years and light the landscape with their brilliant play. Great stars that view their days in fame's bright sun, I hear them tramping to oblivion. And I say to you again, on behalf of the Berger Brewing Company and myself, that the activities will still be for Berger. Berger will be very much alive, and I will be appearing in, I hope, in your eyes and in your presence in a new type of position, and I hope now that we'll always be together in some way or another. All right, Don Pavletic now leading off in the fifth in his ball. We are not giving out with many Berger commercials, as we felt that today was the day of goodbyes, more or less, in the sense that we just want to be intimate with you and say goodbye to you. But I assure you, as I do every inning, that the Berger Company will be very much alive in the future and will be just as active in many, many ways as we have been for the last 24 years. But to D. McCoy, one of the bartenders of Cincinnati, I had a very nice score sheet, a big one, that I could fill in testimony of the final game here. And he said, I just thought perhaps that I would like this for your last broadcast. Can be filled in by yourself or maybe all the personnel involved in the last game. Would be a nice keepsake. And it's signed, just another one of your bartender friends here in Cincinnati who hates you to retire. So to all the bartenders in Cincinnati, thank you. And also to Betty Deary, thank you a great, great deal. And this is from Lois and Ralph Everett. We want to thank you for all the many hours of pleasure that you've given us. Wish you good luck, good health, much happiness in your new career. God bless you. P.S. We will always buy Berger beers, says the wire. So I think that's testimony in itself that Berger beer is appreciated by a great many people. All right. The batter now is Billy McCool leading off in the sixth inning, and the pitch to him by Poland. His strike one call. The Cincinnati Automobile Club is well represented in town today with Jack Troon, George Otis Hess, and Triple Smith, and Lou Simon, and any other number of Ralph Peters, and any other number of men here from the Cincinnati Automobile Club. They're having a big wing day in town. The pitch to McCool, he hits foul. He hits into the backstop, and that's strike two. You know, we speak about the Automobile Club from the standpoint that we have so many of the safety patrol kids out there at Crosley Field during the summer. And they've done a great work in that direction, and I know that that appeals to everyone. The pitch out of McCool, he takes a cut and he misses for strike three. So Boland struck out his third man as McCool swung and missed. So it's the sixth inning. There's one out for Cincinnati. And the score here at Candlestick Park is 3-3. San Francisco with 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error. The Cincinnati Reds, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. They pitched out of Tommy Harper. Strike one. A sidearm curve broke in there. No balls, one strike. Thank you. I'll tell him.
The pitch to Harper. He's fouled. To Bud Coons, the president of the Burger Brewery. Your father is here, and he says to stay on the job.
Your father's having a good time.
And the pitch again now to Harper. He takes outside. That's a 1-2 now. 1-2. The pitch again. And that is strike three as Bowles struck out Harper. And this fellow has been sailing along there. The batter is Tommy Helms. Helms hit a foul to the backstop. Strike one. The knee of Tito Fuente. And that the San Francisco shortstop is charged with an error. He didn't move on the ball, and the ball was rather sharply hit. Hit him on the knee and bounced off to the left. So there is the second Fuente's error in this ball game. With the batter, Beta Pitts. The pitch to Pinson is ball one. One ball, no strikes. One and up. The pitch in there, strike one. One ball, one strike. One of each. Willie Mays, when he hit his 52nd home run of the season in the fourth inning, hit his most. That's more home runs than Mays has ever hit as a Giant. In 1955, he hit 51 home runs. Now he has 52, which is more than Mays ever hit in his career before in one season. Pinson takes a swing at the next one, and he misses, and that's strike two. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Pitcher flips at the first base, and Pinson is out at first. And so, in the top of the sixth inning, the Cincinnati Reds, no runs, no hits, and a man left on. The Reds have 3 runs, 5 hits, and 9 men left on base. Well, in the middle of the sixth inning, the score is tied at 3-3. As for Pat, premium draft beer in the 12-ounce bottle. Pat, premium draft beer is in the Economy 8-pack. And if there's one thing that you'll like, it will be that tap. T-A-T. Tap. All right, we're moving into the bottom of the sixth. And the batter now will be Jim Ray Hart, facing McCool in the bottom of the sixth inning. Thing that's the typical San Francisco day. Cool, much sun, and as it approaches, well, it's just 3 o'clock here, 5 minutes of, but when it gets around 5, it'll be time for the top coat. The pitch by McCool took the legs out from under Hart, and a ball one, one ball and no strike. So Cincinnati to four Cincinnati, this is an important ball game. They would like to finish in a tie for third. And certainly not after all this year's season being so close to the top, finished down in fourth, and they'd like to win it. The
Pitches outside. That's a two-ball, no-strike count. 2-0 on Jim Rahart, the right-handed hitter who's had a single and a double, and he scored two of the three giant runs today. So the pitch again, and there's a ball hit out in right center, and Chapsky starts after it and could not touch it. And that goes as another two-base hit, and the ball, this will be a three-base hit, as Chapsky fell down, sat down, and took a little while retrieving the ball and didn't get it back to the infield in time, and Hart came around with a three-base hit. A triple by Jim Rahart. So, Mattialou is the batter. The pitch to Matty. A line drive caught by McCool. Boy, he caught that one in self-defense. As Mattialou hit a line drive back at him, and he stuck up the glove to protect himself and caught the ball. So, he threw to third base, but strangely, Hart did not have time to get to come off the bag. Hart was still stationed fairly close to third. So, it's Davenport up now. The pitch to Jim is hit on a line, caught by Helms with a diving catch to the right. And there's another ball, ripple, and Helms made the grab. Boy, what fireworks are taking place here. Friends, don't forget that Sparkle Brew Burger Beer. Step right up and have yourselves a delightful burger. Will you do that? And after today's broadcast, despite the fact that the broadcast is over and everything else, please think of burger and allow burger to penetrate your consciousness when you're about to buy beer. There's a ball hit foul by Lanier, and he hit it down to Charlie Fox, the third base coach. So it's Johnson at third and Helms at short. Harper at second, as two Reds infielders were hurt today. Perez at first, Robinson left, Vincent center, Chansky right. Foul ball hit against the right field box seat. That's a no ball, two strike count. Nothing and two. Nothing and two. So McCool watches his man on third, and he pitches again. Whoop, outside, high, almost a wild pitch. Athletic went out and got it, and it's a one ball, two strike count, 1-2. As McCool fires again, the curve is hit slowly down to Helm, who makes the throw to first. Nice play. You know, the ball took a detour on the way down there. It hit the side of the pitcher's mound and rolled another way. But Helms got it. Lanier was out, and McCool got out of the inning after Hart triple with no one out. And so in the sixth inning, San Francisco, no runs, one hit, the man left. In six turns at bat, the Giants, three runs, seven hits, four men left on, and two errors. And the score going into the seventh inning is Cincinnati 3 and San Francisco 3. Now, we've read you a couple of very interesting little poems here today to sort of emphasize the situation, and I think they have been apropos and to the point. And I do want to, as we go into the closing inning of this broadcast and the closing innings of my career in association with baseball, and I do want to thank so many people, everybody listening out there, and also, not the least, of course, the Burger Brewing Company for giving me this opportunity all these years, and the Burger Brewing Company to be credited with their staunch support of the Reds for 24 years. And I do want you fans to know and realize and appreciate how we feel.
Now, Mr. Hal Sluss, the president of the Worthington Holland Company, sent me a very fine poem in which says goodbye, and I think this can be exemplified by this poem and the way I feel and the way a good many of us feel here in this booth. There is a word of grief, the sounding token, a little word bejeweled with bright tears, the saddest word fond lips have ever spoken, a little word that breaks the chain of years. Its utterance must ever bring emotion. The memories it crystals cannot die. 'Tis known in every land, on every ocean. 'Tis called simply goodbye. So Robinson now leading off in the seventh inning. Foul ball. Robinson hits over near the Giant bench and cannot be caught. No balls in the strike on Robinson. He has driven in one run with a single in the fourth. He had a base on balls in the second. You know, this is a little bit tough, this idea up here today. Trying to be big about the whole deal, and yet feeling a little bit different than big. You know? Today reminds me something of the day when I was let go by Brooklyn years ago in 1938. I'll never forget that day. As Bolin pitches to Robinson, Robinson hits the foul of the backstop. That's a no-ball two-strike count. But it was in May, and it was a beautiful day in May in Brooklyn when I finally took off my uniform for the last time. And I remember getting home and Mrs. Boyce saying, "What a beautiful day to be released." Louie, you might say, what a beautiful day it is to say goodbye, huh? Robinson misses for strike three. And of course, I'm just as anxious as the ball players here today to have the Reds finish well, and hope they do. So Robinson struck out, and that's Boland's fifth strikeout in 3 1/3 innings. Well, not quite 3 1/3, 2 2/3 innings. As Darren Johnson batting, Johnson has a base on balls and a single. The score is 3-3 in the top of the seventh inning. As Johnson goes after a curveball and he misses. Strike one. Yes, they're going to give away 5 new automobiles after this game today here. The pitch to Johnson, that's low. Ball one and strike one. In the other games, you know, Los Angeles is once again reaching a shutout, shutting out Milwaukee 3-0 with Milwaukee batting in the top of the ninth inning. St. Louis beat Houston 5-2. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 6-3 and assured themselves of a tie for third. As Johnson misses, that strike two. And in the Shea Stadium in New York in the second game, the score is Philadelphia 1 and New York 1. In the top of the ninth inning, Washington defeated Detroit 3-2. The White Sox beat Kansas City 3-2. Baltimore beat Cleveland 2-1. The foul is to the backstop, and that is still a one ball, two strike count, 1-2 on Darren Johnson. Pitch again. Johnson takes it right at his knees, and that's a two ball, two strike count. I assume that Chicago White Sox finished second in another league as they beat Kansas City 3-2. As Baltimore won, that would put them third, a game behind Chicago. And the ball is bounced slowly down the third baseline. In comes Davenport, throws to first, out of first base, as Johnson figured he had to play beat, and he has a word of remonstrance with the first base umpire Pollock, but it doesn't do him any good. He called out Davenport to the first baseman. Pitching that to Pavletic now is ball one. That's low outside. That's not the fader playing there. That's somebody else.
pitch again is low. Murda is playing first base. Z-O-R-D-A is playing first base for the... Ball rolled again as Havletic hit a foul down the third baseline. So that is two balls and a strike, 2-1. Murda is the first baseman. Two out in the seventh for the Reds, who haven't had a hit since Robinson's single in the fourth inning. It's the last man they've had on base. No, Helms was on to an error in the sixth inning. As Havletic misses, Boland skips a file, and that's two balls and two strikes, 2-2. 2-2. So Bowen cuts loose again. Strike three as Havletic is called out on strikes, and the seventh inning is over. The top of the seventh inning is over. In the seventh, Cincinnati, no runs, no hits, and no one of eight. The Reds have 3 runs, 5 hits, and 9 men left on. The score 3-3 going into the bottom of the seventh inning. But he couldn't do anything about it. Goes to the base hit. So this is Bowen up, ostensibly to sacrifice. Although this fellow swings the bat pretty well, and you never can tell what they're liable to do. They're liable to switch strategy. Bowen has been watching Charlie Fox, the third base coach. There's activity in the Cincinnati bullpen now. Pitch to Bowen, he takes low, ball one. Johnson is way in at third base. Helms, the shortstop, is ready to cover second. Harper, second base, ready to come to first base. As the pitch by McCool, Bowen tries to punt and he misses. The Los Angeles Dodgers defeated Milwaukee 3-0. Los Angeles 3 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Milwaukee no runs, 3 hits, 1 error. The winning pitcher Miller, the losing pitcher Sadowski. 32,000 down there in Los Angeles today to see that finale. The pitch down to Bowen, he swings at it. There it is, and oh yeah. Called just a moment ago saying this fellow is a pretty good hitter, they might switch the strategy. And he hit the ball into left field past Johnson for a base hit. Now Fuentes up there. This fellow is a good runner, and he might want to beat it out. This fellow can carry the mail, as they say. This is the seventh inning with Carson on second, Rowland on first, and Fuentes, the shortstop, up there. The reason that Rose and Cardenas are out at this point, both injured. The pitch is high to Fuentes. Rose was hit by the pitcher yesterday, and his arm is really swollen, and Cardenas pulled a leg muscle in the back of his left leg, and he had to retire. So the Reds have two of their infielders out, and Harper, as Ruiz has been injured, he is out, and they had to bring Harper in to play second base. So the pitch by McCool now, he throws it, and that's ball three.
Now the Reds are really in a spot because they have the tough end of the batting order coming up in Cepeda, Henderson, and Hart. Mays is out of the ball game, by the way. Henderson has been playing center field. A Bird, pardon me, will be up next, not Cepeda. Bird is out of the game, and Cepeda is out of the game. Verda is the next batter. The pitch is ball four, and Fuentes has taken first base, and the bases are loaded. Now, that's the first base on balls by McCool. Way back there in the second inning, the starting pitcher, Estelle, gave the Reds in one inning four bases on balls and a base hit and a sacrifice fly, and we only got one run out of it. The pitch in there now to this fellow, Berta. The ball is rolled foul down the third baseline. That's strike one. Berta is batting 115. Curve is hit foul at strike two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing and two. Nothing and two. Berta is a left-handed batter. Goes in a sort of a deep knee crouch. As McCool is in action now, he pitches. Ball bounced out of hell. Well, everybody is safe as Johnson cut in front of Helms. Johnson went in front of Helms, never touched the ball, and I think that Johnson rather obscured the sight of the shortstop. It was a slow hit ball, and I don't think Helms saw it and tried to come up with it. And I don't know, I think they scored it as an error for Johnson, myself. An error for Johnson. And the run scored, and the Giants are leading 4-3. So, Barton scored from third. Bolin is on third. Winnie's on second. Berta is on first, and the batter is Henderson takes the first pitch in there for a strike one call. There's a low one outside. Henderson was up earlier in the fifth inning and struck out. Henderson is batting 183. There was no run batted in, credited, no run batted in for Berta. The pitch now has a curve, and that's low, and that's two balls and a strike. 2-1. The Reds are playing this ball straight away. Robinson in left, Pinson in center, and Chamsky in right, and they're playing just as outfielders would be placed. The infield is playing in. Just a right-handed batter, Henderson, rather a tall boy. Six-two, 180 pounds, lives in San Diego, and the pitch now as the ball hits for a single to left field, and one run is scoring. Around comes Fuentes, another run is scoring, and the Giants are leading 6-3. Three runs are in and there's no one out. Sisler is out on the mound, and we may have a pitching change here. Don Zanny is being brought in. He's a right-hander. So, all it is for when he scored. And Bird has stopped at second. Henderson is on first. And Zanny, Tom Zanny, a right-handed pitcher, is being brought in. Paid a tenancy today, officially paid $39,489, the official paid attendance today. The official road attendance for the Cincinnati Reds this year, the Reds on the road away from home, have played to 1,451,838. Their home attendance, 1,047,824. So the Reds have played to around 2,490,000, around in that area, around in there. I haven't had time to count it up. About 2,500,000 the Reds have played before this season. So now we have Don Zanny in there. Pitching in the seventh inning, and there's no one out in the seventh, and the man he'll pitch to will be Jim Ray Hart. Well, the Reds just haven't been able to run the engine for the last eight, nine games. Sadly, the Reds have won two and lost eight on this trip, and that gets you no place. So Zanny is the pitcher now, and Hart is the batter. There's no one out in the seventh inning. The Giants are leading 6-3. They have runners at first and second, and Ray Hart, who's had a single and a double and a triple, is up there. Now the pitch to Hart. The pitch to Hart is inside, ball one. If he should, by any chance, hit a home run, then you would say he hit for the cycle. Now, if he should ever hit a home run this time at bat, he'd do it in chronological order with a single, a double, a triple, and then if he should hit a home run now, that would complete the cycle as, you know, in that category, which is not very often done, whether in order or not. So, Zanny checking again. Pitching. That's a strike. It hits the outside edge. One ball, one strike, one and one. So Pavletic went out to have a talk with Zanny. The Giants so far in the game have had 6 runs and 10 hits and 2 errors. The Reds have had 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Zanny relaxed, and then Hart stepped out of the box. Now, Pavletic went out to talk to Zanny once more, so there's another conversation out there by the pitcher's box. Minnesota, of course, won the pennant of the American League. The White Sox finished second, 7 games behind. Baltimore finished third, 8 games behind Minnesota, 1 game behind the White Sox. Detroit finished fourth and Cleveland fifth. The Yankees sixth. California seventh. Washington eighth. Boston ninth and Kansas City tenth. The pitch is in there and Hart took it. And that is a one ball, two strike count on Jim Ray Hart. 1-2. Again.
Rosani checks. He pitches. There's a pop fly out there back of the infield, and in comes Shansky. Makes the catch, and there's one away. That's quite a distance from being a home run, huh? So, one away in the seventh inning, still two on. As Berger is on second, and Henderson is on first. And the batter is Mattialu. Batting left-handed. Last time up, he hit a line drive, which is caught by McCool. The pitch to Mattialu. He hit foul. That's over the red bench into the grandstand on a strike one. The strike, nothing and one on Mattialu. That's a high pitch, and that's one of each, one ball, one strike, one on one. Friends, you won't forget that burger now with his delightful sparkle brewed burger beer. Right in the economy 8-pack with the sealed ends which keep the light out and the flavor in. I'm sure that you'll be delighted with burger. Just buy an 8-pack, will you? One away in the seventh. Pitch. Change of pace high. That was outside. Sort of a half-speed pitch. Two balls and a strike. Two and one. Two and one. Danny hesitates. Now he fires. Mattialu fouled it. It's in the grandstand back of the home plate. Pitch once more. The pitch is high, and that's a three ball, two strike count on Mattialu, batting left hand. And there are runners at first and second. There's one out at the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Giants are leading the Reds, 6-3. So Zani hesitates once more. Pitches. Strike three. Struck him out with a breaking ball. So there's still two on, and now two out. And the batter is Jim Davenport. He's been up three times without a hit. He was one of these fellows who hit a line drive in the sixth inning, but that was a ball that Tommy Helms stole that and caught. So it is Davenport at bat, and two away. They judge that he swung at the ball. Davenport doesn't think he did, but Steiner, the umpire, thinks so. The pitch again. That's inside. One ball, one strike. The pitch, the plate, strike two, as that was a foul tip. Another throw, the inside low. A 2-ball, 2-strike count, 2-2. That's 3-2 on Davenport. As Danny checks, there go the runners. The ball is hit. Stand over there to the right. So there is a 3-ball, 2-strike count. 3-2. Sending the Giants leading 6-3. The pitch. Ball hits down to Johnson, who plays at the first base. The throw to first, and Davenport is out at first. And so in the seventh inning, the Giants draw 2 runs, 3 runs. And they had 3 hits in the inning and 2 men left on. There was 1 Cincinnati error. The Giants now have 6 runs, 10 hits, 6 men left on base, and 2 errors. And at the end of 7 innings, the Giants are leading 6-3. Friends, I will only be with you 1 more inning as Claude Sullivan will be broadcast in the 8th. But I would, once again, it's a little hard to know what to say to you on behalf of the Berger Brewing Company and myself. But just that you understand that we shall be very much in the picture following this season, and I'll be very happy working for Berger in a new capacity. But I certainly, in my efforts for Berger, will not forget the many years that I have appeared for Berger here on this baseball broadcast. More to the point, I will not forget the many, many years of happiness that you have brought me through your patience, your tolerance, your kindness, your graciousness, and all the wonderful things that one man can think about a group of people. And to the baseball public, since I was 15 years old, I owe a deep debt of gratitude, because I don't look upon you alone as the Cincinnati public or you as individuals. I look upon you as a great mass of people who have supported baseball for these many, many years. Despite the fact that you may be John Jones or Gertrude Howe, or any other name, you are the replica of those people I knew when I was playing baseball, and perhaps I didn't know you then, and perhaps you're too young to know now. But on the other hand, my deep gratitude, my undying appreciation for everything that you have done for me. And now, Claude Sullivan. Helms leading off in the 9th inning for the Reds of the top of the 9th inning starts here at Channel 6 Park. Bolin pitches to Helms, who misses strike 1. The Reds' big downfall this year is that they beat 6 clubs in the league quite handily. But they love losing to the 3 others the way they did. There's a ball hit in right center, and in comes Matty Alou, the right fielder, makes the catch, and Helms is the first out in the 9th inning. The Pittsburgh Pirates, for instance, defeated the Reds 10-8 in their season series. San Francisco, if they win this one, will have defeated the Reds 12-6. And Los Angeles defeated the Reds 12-6. And it's those three teams who caused the Reds all the trouble, and Pittsburgh has, virtually by defeating the Reds 10-8, has finish third, and the Reds probably will finish fourth. And now the ball is popped in the air by Pinson, caught by Lanier, and there are two out in the bottom of the ninth. And so, fans, the sort of the instance that I was not looking forward to with any great glee has arrived. As there are two out in the bottom of the ninth, the top of the ninth, rather, but two out with the score against the 6-3, and another career is almost over. Robinson up at the plate with Poland working. The pitch to Robinson, strike one call. That was in there. Robinson walked in the second inning, slide out in the third, single in the fourth, and struck out in the seventh. So he's had one hit and three official trips today with a run batted in. Robinson will wind up with 113 runs batted in. And he pitches outside. That's one ball, one strike. One of each. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Delivers again, Robinson misses, and that is strike two. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. The next pitch, outside, and that's two balls, two strikes, 2-2. This fellow is came in the game with two out in the fourth inning, and since he has struck out nine of the Reds, believe it or not, he's the fellow we got rid of the other night. See, we didn't beat him, but we got rid of him. Second inning, the starting pitcher, Estelle, walked four Reds. They had one hit in the inning and a sacrifice fly and scored with one run. They only got one run out of that. It is Darren Johnson up now. He's had a single and a base on balls, and he's been out twice. Robinson on first. The pitch to Johnson, he hits the ground out of Fuente, who crosses the second. Robinson is fourth, and the season is over. And the Reds are finished fourth, I'm sorry to say. Instead of winning the pennant or finishing second or third, I hate to report that the Reds have finished fourth.